Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. How are you today? Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior. And I'm here on the planet Earth for the purpose of starting a spiritual revolution. That is my duty, and that is what I'm here to do, beloved ones. And thanks for joining in today on this most wonderful high-energy day. Father's Day, so we say thank you so much for joining in. I know that many of you may not be able to join in at the regular time because you may be doing things with your dads, but you can catch the archive show, and that would be great also. So you know the show, the archive, so you'll be able to catch this. If you talk to someone that wasn't able to get on the show earlier, just tell them, hey, go check out the archive show. So great, beloved ones. And I am broadcasting today from beautiful, hot Scottsdale, Arizona, and today is hot, beloved ones. It's up to about 111 today, so we're in the midst of a heat wave, and by Tuesday, Wednesday, they said we're going to break the all-time record of temperature here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. They're talking about somewhere between 120 and 124. So I can tell you that's going to be pretty hard, beloved one. So, you know, if you're traveling out here or you're coming this way, even if you're out here and you need to catch an airplane, I'm telling you to check your airlines, because planes do not fly when the temperature gets over 118 degrees. So if you get out here or you're heading this way, you may get detoured. So make sure that you stay on top of that, okay? But, hey, this is the way it is, and that's what's happening. It's what it do here in the summertime, but this time of year is a little warmer than normal. Global warming is real, and I don't care what nobody say, global warming is real, and it is proving itself right here this day, and it's getting more and more powerful as we go in. But, beloved ones, we're going to call upon the universal God force to step in and do what it do and give us the courage and the strength to move forth. We're not going to let nothing deter us and nothing stand in the way of us doing the mighty work that the Creator has commissioned us to do and to move forward. So we now want to open up with prayer. So, Father, Mother, God, I give gratitude and I give thanks for this most wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you for all the high energy that's flowing through. I thank you, God, for these beautiful souls that have shown up today, those who are listening by phone, those who are listening on the Internet, and those who will be listening later. I ask you, God, just to put them, each one of them, in your white light of protection and protect them from all negativity and all negative energy, and give them the ability to rise above any circumstance or situation that's caused them any difficulty. And this time we pray for divine health and divine wisdom and divine knowledge, that it comes and be able to help to raise individuals to a higher state of consciousness and a higher state of awareness, God, because you know what each and every one of these beloved beings need and what it is to take them to the next level in their evolution and consciousness. So I just pray to God for divine love for them as we move forth. I pray, God, for a divine message today to come through, and I ask you, God, to use me as a vessel. Just use me to be able to bring forth a word of inspiration and motivation to these beloved ones who tune in every week, all the old listeners, all the new ones too that are tuned in and listening today. I say thank you for coming. Thank you, God, for bringing them here. Thank you for seeing them safe from one week to another, that they are able to join us and to be in. So I have to ask you, God, to give them a special blessing this week for being here, and that the message will be something that will inspire and motivate them to a higher heights and to allow them to move to higher states of consciousness. So I say thank you, God, for that. And I ask you, God, to use me, God, as a vessel, dear beloved Mother, Father, God. Let your words be the words that pour out of my mouth, and allow it not to come from me, but through you. Use me as a vessel, God, to bring forth those inspiring and inspirational words that needed to be laying on the ears of those who are listening. Those who are listening will understand, and they will be able to do the work and do the words that are being and they are being inspired to. So I say thank you, God, so much for that. And I thank you again and again. So, beloved ones, again, I want to welcome you to the Holistic Ministry Show. Today is the most wonderful and marvelous day, high energy day. Today is Father's Day. And so, first of all, I want to give gratitude and thanks for all the dads who are listening and all the dads who are out there in the radio land who are able to tune in at this particular time. And I give gratitude and thanks for all of the dads who have gone on to a higher state of consciousness, have moved on off of the earth plane and are still assisting from the other side. I give gratitude and thanks for those dads. My dear dad is going on, and I give thanks and gratitude, but I am a father also, and I appreciate all my beloved children greeting me today and calling, and I'm welcome. Unfortunately, I am in Scottsdale, and most of my family right now is on the East Coast, and I can tell you, beloved ones, I miss being with them today, but you know, it is what it is, and so I'm just asking for a divine connection and to be able to in tune. The most important thing that I can feel and tune to them spiritually and give them love and send love and feel their love, and that's what's most important. So thank you, beloved mighty I Am Present, for allowing me to be able to do that and to be able to bring forth that dealing. You know, dads, I just want to take a time and just talk to you dads for a second. Dads, you know, moms have been carrying a lot of weight for a lot of the dads lately, and not only lately, but a lot of part of so many of the households and are being run by moms. And by the way, moms, I want all you moms who are playing both roles, I want to give gratitude and thanks to you too. And there's a whole lot of you that are playing mom and dad roles, and I'm asking you and thanking you for stepping up and doing the things that you need to do in order to make sure those beloved young souls are being taught and given everything they need in order to be able to rise above the situation and circumstances that they come. Because, beloved ones, I understand that most of you understand that your children chose you. You didn't choose them, but you still have responsibility to take care of them because you agreed to allow them to come through your body, allow them to be able to do that. And dads, you agreed to provide the necessary seeds in order for them to come. So it is equally important that dads do their roles too. So dads, I want to tell you, you need to stand up, dads. You need to become more involved than your children on all levels and all aspects, because, you know, especially when you have boy children, beloved ones, moms do a great job, but there's nothing like a dad in the household to make things different, or dad, even if you're not in the household, to be able to touch bases with those boys, let them know that you are guiding them and that you're going to be in their lives and you will assist them to get to the next level. Okay, they need to know that they need that firmness that you can provide for them. And not only that, dads, your daughters need that too. Your daughters need that commitment from their dads, because if they don't have that relationship with their dads, more likely they're going to have a real challenged relationship with men, because they're not going to feel that presence of the fatherly figure. So you play an equally important role in your daughter's lives as well. So it's very, very important that you do that and step up and be more of a dad, even if they have not been in your life up to, you know, some part of your life. Wherever you are, wherever you meet your children on that road, you still need to do. So if you, and some of you have not touched bases with your children in years. Okay, beloved one, this probably don't apply to most people online here. A lot of you are most conscious, and I would think that you're trying to at least communicate with your children. But moms, if you got husbands at home that, you know, got children and other places, and they haven't touched base with them children, encourage those men to call those children and to be able to touch base with them, because it's so important that the father role be very important in those children's lives. It really does make a difference of the type of citizens they would become and the type of people they become based on the dads being there in their lives, and they play a very, very important part. So, guys, do not dismiss that your duties and your responsibility and shirk back your duty. They need you more than just your monetary aspect, although that is very important that they have what they needed from a financial standpoint. But they need your support to be able to know that you're there. They need your love. They need to see your face and hear your voice for their guidance and their well-being. It's so important, because when you miss it, when they don't hear that and they don't connect with that, it's going to have an effect on their lives. I know, beloved ones, okay? I understand that because I've been through circumstances myself on both ends of the spectrum, you know, not having a dad around and not being the dad that it was supposed to be around. So I understand that what's important to do and that we need to take full responsibility of taking care of those things. So I'm not preaching at you. I just want to encourage you to step up and do what you need to do because it's really, really so, so important to do that. So all of you who have been listening to me for a while know that there's a teacher that lives inside of me, and that old teacher will always like to go back and review the old lessons from yesterday. And I do that, beloved ones, because a lot of times the things that I have and things I talk about run from one subject to another and sort of run together from that aspect. And I kind of like to teach that way because it's important that you understand that, and I kind of keep some kind of flow, some kind of consistency from one lesson to another. And last week we talked about the use of the word I am. And that word I am was so powerful and so necessary because I am is the name of the Creator. You know, when Moses went to the mountain and there was a bush that was burning there, a symbolic bush, and Moses was given instruction to go to Israel to relieve the Jewish people from out of captivity. And Moses said, who should I tell them that sent them? Because no one's going to listen to me. And he said, tell them that I am, that I am, have sent you. And that is the power that you need. All you have to do is be able to utilize your I am, and that will open up the doors and allow things to flow. Well, beloved one, that same power is still being used today. And it is so, so important for you to learn to use your I am power in the correct and most important way is for your and your highest good, because misuse of your I am can cause you really major problems in life. I'm talking about really causing things to go very astray, because whenever you're using I am, you are calling for God to go into action. And one thing about the God force that operate the universe, they're going to give you what you want. They're not going to risk you use your I am improperly. Doesn't mean it's not going to show up. So if you're using your I am to say negative things like I'm broke, I'm sick, I'm going through this, I'm going through that constantly, then your I am present is going to bring you that. Because you remember, beloved ones, your I am present is the power of God in action that's moving forward to make things happen. So learn to use that I am power to create what you want and not what you don't want. I'm telling you, beloved, it may sound simple. It may sound easy. And if you go through the day and you sit there and think about all the times that you use your I am power, that you use the word I am, you would be shocked at how many times. So I want you to constantly become aware of how many times you say I am and what you're saying behind the I am. Because when you say I am this and I am that and it's not positive, then you are creating that condition to you. And of course, the key is to be able to use the I am. I am positive. I am great. I am healthy. I am well. I am whole. And to be able to use your I am in a state of mind that brings about to you the things you want. Because it will, beloved ones. I am will bring forth those things in your life because it is the two most powerful words that you can use in the universe. So whenever you put God into action, you got to expect that things going to show up because that's what God does. God and he listens to us and bring us in our lives that which we are creating into our lives and allowing us to be able to move forth. And when you use your I am power, you are doing exactly that, beloved one, exactly that. So, you know, you heard people talking about blasphemy, using God's name in vain. When you use your I am and improper, you are definitely using blasphemy, when you are not bringing God into your higher state of consciousness. Never, ever use the I am presence. Use that word I am without thinking about its highest good and what the result's going to be, because there is going to be results. And sometimes the results may not be what you want based on how you're utilizing those terms and how you're allowing those terms to flow out of your mouth. And so I'm just telling you, beloved one, to take conscious of that. Be aware of how you're using your I am power and how you're allowing that power to flow out of your mouth and using it to go into the universe. Because, you know, you're always creating, you're always attracting, and I talked to you about the law of attraction, and so you're always bringing forth that energy. So it's so, so important that you learn how to use the proper use of your I Am power, beloved one. That's it's essential in order to be able to rise your life and be able to bring forth a new life in your vibrations. You know, beloved ones, a lot of times that you heard the old saying, doing the same thing the same way, expecting something different is a sign of insanity. So if you keep using your I am in a negative way and you keep getting negative results and you thinking something else should show up, then you got some issues, beloved ones. You need to work on changing that, because it ain't going to never change if you don't change it yourself. And you have the power to be able to change that. So I'm telling you, beloved ones, to make sure that you do what you need to do in order to bring forth that power into the universe. Okay? So now you know what I'm going to tell you. If you missed last week's show, what you going to do? You know what you're going to do. You're going to go back and listen, because it's already archived. It's there. So utilize those archived shows to help bring you into a higher state of awareness and consciousness. And I have them shows there so you can go back and listen all the time. Because a lot of times I may speak a little fast, or I may be saying something that's kind of like really different to your consciousness and things you haven't heard and you're not aware. And you need to be able to go and bring forth a higher state of awareness of the car. So go back and listen. And I'm telling you, you'll realize that you may have, you missed some things, because even I go back and listen. And because because spirit sometimes comes through, I may have some idea playing what I want to say, but spirit will come and interject something, and I didn't even know it was there. So I'm telling you, it's important to be able to have access to that material. So that's so, so important for you to be able to do that, beloved one. So today, beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about another subject that's really important in that same vein of thing, to understand that you are always vibrating, that you are always bringing high energy and high vibrations into your life. You are electronically energy, and that you are always sending out signals and always attracting things in your life. And this is, we call that vibrations. That energy that goes outside of you are vibrations. And unfortunately, so many of the time, we are operating in a low vibrational. You know, vibration and frequency, it's just like if you tune on your radio and you'd be used to listening to one station, blah, 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 and when you turn that radio on that dial, then you get expect to hear the music or whatever the sound is coming out of that particular station. That's how you are when you're vibrating. You are sending out an electronical signal into the universe saying, this is what I want, this is what I expect, and this is how I want to come back into my life. So, beloved ones, you have to take responsibility to be able to bring forth that energy into your life and be able to bring that high frequency into your life. And only you and you alone can do it. Right now, beloved ones, we are experiencing very low density and low energy on the planet. That's just the truth of the matter of what it is. That's why it's so important that you raise your consciousness and to be able to rise above, because collectively, the mass consciousness is having some challenges these days. There's low, very low vibration going on here, especially in America with the political things. And I try not to mix politics and spirituality together. But you know what? It's so intertwined, it's almost impossible not to be able to do that, because, beloved ones, there's so much stuff going on, and you are being pulled into these things, and you're being affected by it. Even if you're not directly into it, someone you know are being affected in their vibration energy, and you find yourself being pulled down and being caught in that energy of low vibration. And the key, beloved one, in order to be able to change your life and to be able to help bring some light to the planet, you have to be able to vibrate at high vibration, you know, because the world needs you, beloved ones, more than ever. The world needs you, especially you light workers, people who are out there. A lot of people who tune into this show are spiritually in tune people, and a lot of them are aware of a lot of things that the masses of people are not aware of. Beloved ones, You are light workers, and you are needed on the universe in order to be able to bring forth more light. So it is important that you work on raising your consciousness, raising your vibration to the level where you can really help make a difference. Your family needs you, and society needs you in a way that you probably don't even realize how much you're needed. You're really, really needed. And what we're seeing, the chaos we're seeing, is based on the collective consciousness of the vibrations that's going on. That's why it's so chaotic out there, because there's so many people vibrating on such a low energy and low vibrational scale that it's affecting the consciousness as a whole, okay? It's affecting the energy as a whole. So, but I want you to be, regardless of what's going on around you, I want you to be able to raise your vibration to the level that you'll be able to make a difference in your life and be able to make a difference in your family's lives and be able to do what you need to do in order to be able to vibrate and to make a difference on a high level. You know, beloved one, is I understand that in many cases that life is challenging to many of us. Many of us are having things showing up in our lives that never showed up before. But that's okay, because usually when they show up, it's showing up as a lesson to teach us something. But the key is not to let yourself vibrate at that level and stay at that level, but to rise above your circumstances and situations and move to that higher state where you can bring a difference. You really need to do that, beloved one. You need to stay in that frequency, because you're always sending out that frequency. And you know what? When you send out that electronical vibrational frequency, it is going to into a pool of universal information, universal knowledge, and the universe is going to give it back to you. And the thing about it, though, it's going to pick up speed and come back faster. It's going to come back more powerful and bring you back what it is that you think you want or what it is that you don't want. Whatever one you're vibrating on, if you're thinking about lack and limitation, then guess what? Your vibration is creating more lack and situation. You're going to find situations where it's going to be even harder for you to make it, because you're not going to be able to pay your bills or do it because you're thinking about the lack of it. You're thinking about the inability to be able to have prosperity and success, and you need to be able to change and shift that information, beloved ones. You really, really do. You know, and while I'm on that subject, beloved ones, we have to learn to think big. We have to learn to change our frequency or our vibration on thinking big and expecting big things to show up in our lives. Too many of us think about just making ends meet. You know, I heard people, oh, if I can just take care of this, take care of that. No, you do not come to the planet just to take care of your minor needs. You came here to be prosperous. You came here to live in God's opulence. You came here to live the good and abundance life that Jesus spoke about. So you need to think about it in a big way. Beloved ones, you know what? It takes the same, and I'm not putting down Volkswagen, but it takes the same energy to focus on getting a Volkswagen than it takes to focus on getting a Mercedes. The energy is no different. The only difference is your state of consciousness. You don't believe that you deserve it or believe that it is in your means and grasp to do it. But if you focus on that and focus on the Mercedes as well, you focus on either one of them, you could bring that into your life and just as well as you do the Volkswagen. So think big, beloved one. Think big. Start beginning to realize that you have the ability to, you're co-creators with God. So if you're co-creators with God, God thinks big. Look what he did. Look what he created, the universe, the night, day. He created human beings, all the things that he created in this universe. And he created and gave us the ability to be co-creators with him. So you have the ability to create as well. So start creating, beloved ones. Start using your power. Start using your mind. Start using your logic and thinking. Start broadening your territory, like in Jabbar. Start using your thoughts to think big. Don't go around thinking about, oh, I just need an extra couple $100 for this. No, think in the terms of thousands. I mean, I need a couple of extra thousands. You don't need just $100 or $200. You want it to show up in a level that's to your bill, to what you want, to the highest bill. You want more than just taking care of your basic needs. You want to be able to live the opulence life. You want to be able to live that wonderful and marvelous life that, you know, that you deserve to live. When you look around and see other people that have no more going on than you do, other than the fact that they are thinking different and they are living the opulence life, why are you living from payday to payday? Why are you suffering in the manner that you're suffering? Why are you going through all the things that you're going through? Because you are not enlarging your territory. You're not thinking about having the good life. So what? If you shoot for the moon and hit the stars, would you not have made a great accomplishment? Absolutely, you would. So I'm saying, beloved one, so the higher you put your thoughts and the higher you allow your vibration to vibrate, the more the possibility you will get way beyond just what you need, but your vibration will take you to that higher state of consciousness. So start focusing on thinking big and start focusing on wanting more in your life to show up so you can demonstrate the power of the God that sent it and you can allow it to be. Okay? So, beloved ones, the first step is to stay high frequency is to eliminate negative thinking. You have to eliminate negative thinking out of your life in order to stay in high frequency. And you have to stop putting negative thoughts in your mind about doubts and about insecurities and about all those things that make you feel less than who you are. You need to become very aware of what's going on around you and who's around you. You know, you cannot allow that energy to come into your life that causes you to think any different. You have to be prepared and you have to move forth into doing that which is for your highest good. So like I told you earlier that, you know, spirituality is so connected to the politics of the day that we have to learn to rise above all those kind of things. So you, beloved one, have to learn to grow and learn how to experience to be able to bring about the things that you need in this universe. And you're not only doing it for yourself, you're doing it to help the universe as a whole by your thinking. Yes, one person thinking can make a difference in the universe. Many, many times, one person has created a whole gamut of things that have made it better for you. Look at all the inventions that we've done. Those thoughts are based on people that tapped into their own spiritual consciousness, their own awareness, and made a difference. And beloved ones, you have the ability to make a difference and change. You know, your children need you to be able to do that. You need to be able to stand up so you can bring forth a higher quality of life for your children to bring them aware. And some, you know, it's just important that you do that, beloved ones. So we're going to talk now more about how to get in that state of awareness and how to bring forth those things into your life. You know, and it's okay once in a while to watch the news once a day or so and just to see what's going on. And so you can become very aware of what's happening in your environment and what's happening. And the key is to not allow anything to overwhelm you to the point where you get caught up and you get frozen and you're not able to move past that state of consciousness because you become so aware, so in tune and so engrossed in that particular event that takes place. Because, first of all, you have no control of those things, okay? And most of the time it is that you have no idea why it happened and why it's going on because you don't understand all the connections that happen on the universe and happen between people that's working out karma and doing what they need to do. So do not try to inject yourself into all that negativity, okay, that's going on out there. You may listen to news so you can be aware of what's happening in your neighborhood. You don't know what's going on in your neighborhood sometimes, and you just want to be conscious. You want to be aware. And one important thing is never go to sleep with negativity on your mind. You always have to make sure that you're doing something to reprogram, because that is when your conscious mind begins to download information into your subconscious mind. It's when you're drifting into sleep, and you do not want to take any of that negativity with you and go in and have it to be started coming into your subconscious mind. But you know, we've talked about the subconscious mind many times, and when things get down in that subconscious mind, it will definitely begin to take its toll and its effect on you, because the subconscious mind is nothing but a robot. It's going to do what the conscious mind tells it. So make sure, beloved one, that you always allow yourself to go to sleep with a positive thought on your mind. Always do that. You know, learn to read spiritual books or learn to listen to CDs, or you can even go to YouTube and listen to spiritual things, teachings to help you to be able to bring forth and to go into your sleep world with, so you can wake up feeling good. And you do not want to go to sleep with the TV on. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people go to sleep with the TV on. Then they're waking up in the middle of the night or in the morning wondering why they're feeling so confused. They said they listen to something or a violent movie or something on, and that information got caught in their subconscious mind. They can't even figure out what's going on. They don't even know why, but because they allowed a negative message to take place in their mind. So, beloved ones, you have to learn to be able to shift that thinking process of allowing that to come in your mind. And, beloved ones, also, you have to learn how to associate with positive thinking people and progressive thinking people and spiritual people. If you want to change your vibrations, you have to be in the environment of people who are vibrating at a high low. You can't vibrate at a high vibration when you're hanging out with people that are just thinking about low stuff. It's always in that low state of awareness and consciousness and moving into low energy and low frequency. You need to be able to move above that type of environment. You need to move above that type of crowd of people that are not going in the direction you want to go. Why are you allowing yourself to even associate in that negative environment for people who are not doing? Because birds of a feather will flock together. I don't care how positive you are. If you constantly stay in a negative environment, it is going to take its toll. So now you have one or two choices. You're either going to raise those people up out of that environment, or they're going to pull you down in that environment. And I know sometimes the negative energy is coming not only from friends, but on from family too and close friends. But you, beloved one, have to become conscious, aware of that. Those people you love can be negative, and those people you have to also be able to distance yourself from. I'm not saying to bury your head in the sand and not, you know, listen to people who have legitimate issues going on in their lives, but I'm saying that you have to learn how to be able to rise above that conversation. You cannot allow other people's situation to create karma in your life, because you know what, beloved ones, most of the people who are having situations like that, they created the situation themselves. I'm going to say that it's probably 99% of things they created on their own. We create and bring into our own life. So don't allow people to constantly bring you problems, especially those who bring you problems, and they want to come back to you the next day and the next day and the next day with the same problem, and you telling them something to do, but they come on and give you that same negative feedback. They ain't trying to solve the problem. They just want you to listen to you, and they want to be in that state of they want you to agree with their negativity. And you cannot allow yourself to do that, beloved one. You got to rise above that negative energy and allow yourself. Do not allow yourself to be in a situation where people created those problems and expect for you to get and be part of that problem. Do not allow yourself to get pulled down, bogged down, and caught in other people's negativity, because it is lowering your frequency. And if you, as you lower your frequency, the next thing you know, you're going to be experiencing the same thing these people are coming and telling you every day. You too will become affected. You too will have the same conditions and situations that they are having, because you bought into that idea and you allow it to become part of your thinking and part of your awareness. You cannot do that, beloved. When you cannot allow yourself, you have to be more wise and more intelligent than to allow other people's situations that they create cause problems in your life. You cannot allow that to show up, beloved one, because it will definitely do that to you. So I'm telling you, begin to if you can't change the conversation, then you have to walk away. You just have to excuse yourself and say, I'm sorry, I got something to do, and no disrespect, but I got to go do something else, okay? Do not allow yourself to sit around and get yourself all caught up in a bunch of negativity conversations, negative energy, whether it's in your household, whether it's on your job, whether it's among your friends. When they start talking that negative stuff about stuff that, you know, that's nothing but a downer, you just got to excuse yourself and walk away from it, beloved one. You cannot allow it to become. And, you know, like I said, you ain't burning your head, but that's called tough love. You know, you got either you tell them, hey, look, this is not what I feel, this is not what I think, and if they insist on it, then guess what? You have to insist that you're going to take care of yourself and not allow yourself to be part of that, because is it really worth it to allow other people to pull you down and cause you to miss out on your blessing in life? because you didn't have the discipline or the strength to walk away from negative energy. Not unless you're a negative person and that makes you feel confident, make you feel good. Maybe that's you. If that's what it is, then you stay there and listen, okay? But if you want to be different and you want to rise above, then you need to be able to walk away and not allow yourself to get caught up in and entrenched in other people's negative energy, because they drain you and pull down your vibration. Like I said, next thing you know, hey, somebody's having a problem in their relationship. Guess what? And they keep telling you that it day in and day out, you know, about all the situations going on in their situation. Next thing you know, you could be having a perfect good relationship. And next thing you know, you too are going to start having problems in your relationship, because people are talking you into it and you constantly buying into it and allow it to traction and to pull. I've seen that happen in so many cases where people are talking about, you know, hey, I'm this person is so and so bad. And, oh, yeah, okay, child, all I know, I understand. And you go and get caught up in that. And they say you get caught up in that. You know, I heard people talking about, hey, my finances, I'm broke. I don't have money. And, oh, well, okay, I understand everybody broke these days. You know, it's that kind of conversation. I don't have money neither. And you sit there and talk about those kind of things. And, beloved ones, sooner or later, even if you're not having finance challenges, you are going to start having finance challenges because you are allowing it into your vibrations. You are allowing that kind of conversation to be part of that which is now operating on the law of attraction. That vibration is going out into the universe and you bringing it back into your life. So, beloved one, learn to think, learn how to understand that you have the ability. You know, like I said, 99% of the things that people are going to experience it, they created them themselves. And some of my friends, metaphysical friends, they created 100% of it. Okay? Everything that comes back to them, they created it. Okay? I differ that maybe 1 or 2% of things that it happened because the people in your environment created it to happen around you and you became affected by it. But most of the things, you created yourself. The situation that caused things to show up in your life. And based on what it is. So learn to you know, speak and learn to be in the environment of things that which is good. And stop getting yourself caught up in things that beyond your control anyway. Most of the things these people have, you can't control it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You know, and like I said, if you give them good advice today and they come back and tell you the same thing tomorrow, then what is the deal? Other than the fact that they want to hurt, they want you to agree with the negativity. So learn to reel yourself back from out of those kind of vibrations. Learn to keep yourself in high frequency on a 24-hour basis, at least as much as you can, because it is so important that how you keep yourself on a high vibration is how and what is going to show up in your life, beloved one. And I'm telling you, even your sleep time is important, because that will also teach you how to bring forth vibration in your day. Now, I'm just going to give you an example of my own personal situation or how I go about my day to help keep my vibrations up. You may have another system and find what is comfortable for you, but I just tell you, you got to have a game plan for life, for loved ones. You know, when you do what you want to do. If you want to stay at a high frequency, you got to have a game plan to be able to do that. So, you know, when I wake up every morning, I'm into meditation. So I meditate every day for an hour to hour, 15, hour, 30 minutes every day. And I've been doing it for the last 40 years. Out of those last 40 years, I may have missed 10 times out of 40 years. You know, I'm usually up by 4:30, 5 o'clock. And so I'm doing my meditation. I'm going into that state of rest and that state of awareness and a lot of things. I'm inspired at those times by a lot of things that come through, and I'm, you know, things that I've been able to think about and need to work through, they come into my consciousness while I'm meditating, and that's been able to be a big step for getting my day started. I cannot even imagine at this point in time not meditating in the morning. To me, that would be disaster, you know, for each one. Now, and you may not be into meditation, but you got to have some form of some method that is positive and something you need to do. Because in this day and time, beloved ones, even if you do not understand how to meditate, and a lot of you are not aware how to meditate, you think that you have to go through all this big process. You don't really don't. Okay, meditation is the most simple form of thing on the planet. Many of you think that, oh, I can't control my thoughts. Oh, I think too much. Oh, I can't do that. It ain't, meditation ain't about that, okay? So if you do not have a proven technique, I happen to practice transcendental meditation. Matter of fact, I am a Siddha, which is an advanced process of transcendental meditation. You know, so you, but you, and if you're going to do meditation, I would say that's a good method to do, good method to use. But if that's not for you, go find your own deal, okay? And even if you're not able to do that, you can go to the YouTube nowadays and you can find a guided meditation, something where all you have to do is just turn the computer on and sit there and listen and follow the instructions and go into a state of consciousness that will help you to be able to purify and raise your vibration for that day. Because you remember, you're setting your day up. You're setting your day up for positive. And so you want to go out and bring forth that which is good, okay, for you. And you know, after I do my meditation, I usually go into my bathroom. And first thing I do when I get in the bathroom, and this may sound a little goofy to you because you don't understand, but I look myself right in the eyes and I say, God, I love you. God, I love you. I look in the mirror and I say that because I want that I am present inside of me to recognize that I recognize it as the source of what's going on in my life. And I want that to know and understand that I know that there is a spiritual being, that is a spiritual God force inside of me. And I want to give honor and praise to that spiritual being so it can work to help me and allow it to be able to become more powerful in my life. Okay, that's why I give honor to the I am present inside of me, because I know that God and I are one, and I know that the spirit of the living God is inside of me. And you have to begin to understand that too, beloved one. That's a really important thing for you to understand, because if you begin to understand it and buy into the idea that you and God are one, and that the spirit of God is living in you, and that you are in contact with that spiritual being 24 hours a day, and that spiritual being is there to assist you and help you and to be able to rise you, help you to rise above circumstances and conditions of the world, then it's going to make a total different belief and idea system that you would need, you want to have to show up in your life, beloved ones. That is what you really, really want to be able to raise yourself to that higher state of consciousness. Then you need to recognize that you and God are one. And so, but I was, after I do that, and I start wash my face and brush my teeth and do the things I do, I start going into affirmations. I have a set of affirmations that I do that are positive affirmations to help me develop my prosperity consciousness and help me to bring about what the things that I need. And I take, you know, hey, sometimes 15, 20 minutes, and I do nothing but affirmations. I bring that affirmation, whether I'm working on money, whether I'm working on health, whether I'm working on love and loving myself and being loving and bringing and attracting love into my life, that's what I do, beloved one. And do not take away from the power of affirmation. Affirmations are powerful. I'm sure all of you who are listening here know affirmation. But if for some reason there's a new person online don't understand what affirmation is, affirmation is when you repeat a positive statement to yourself on a constant basis. It is allowing it to go into your conscious mind that will eventually go into your subconscious mind. So it is so powerful. See, most of the time, you're doing affirmation anyway, and you don't even realize you're doing affirmation because you're doing affirmation bringing in negativity. You're thinking about negativity things. You're thinking about small things. You're thinking about conflicts that you're having. You're thinking about all the, and that's a form of affirmation. And also thoughts itself is a form of prayer. So, you know, if you constantly thinking in, on your mind about, oh, Lord, today is going to be so bad and so much thing, and you're thinking about all the negative stuff that could transpire and all the negative stuff have transpired and the bad relationship yet, you are creating and setting up a vibrational tune and a vibrational center that's sent into the universe. Give me more, give me more, give me more. This is what I really want, beloved ones. learn how to use the power of affirmation to turn your life around. It really, really, really can do that for you. Okay, beloved one. It can turn your life around. It can change your life condition regardless of what's going on with you now. You can be more powerful. You can do that. So I do my affirmation, and then maybe I go get something to eat and get me something healthy to eat. You know, I'm a vegan. I've been a vegetarian for 40-some years, right? And vegan and vegetarian. So I go get me something healthy to eat to get my day started out. And then I watch a little national news because, especially with today, I want to know what's going on around me, whether the world is still the same it was when I went to sleep. Because, you know, things are changing so fast. I think it's important that you keep aware of what's going on around you and that you keep yourself in that state of conscious understanding. And what's so sad, beloved one, I find out there's so many people that is in a state of not being aware of what's going on around them. So many people have no idea of the things that's going on in the universe and things that are happening. And I'm not saying to indulge yourself with that on a constant basis, but be aware so you at least could be able to have intelligent conversation. And more than that, so you can be aware yourself that something's going on that you need to be conscious of. Because what's happening in the universe, what's happening in America, is going to have effect on you too because you're here in America. Yes, you're here, so the craziness and the political things of yours will have some effect to you. Not that it's going to have directly if you know how to raise your vibration and stay above the fray, but you need to be able to do that. That should give you even more inspiration and more desire to want to raise yourself up and to be able to take yourself to that higher state of consciousness so you won't be caught up in that stuff, okay? So you need to be able to do that, beloved ones, to be able to do that. And sometimes, you know, some people only want to get their information from other people. They wait for somebody to tell them what's happening. Oh, what's going on in the world? Well, guess what? Sometimes people get it wrong, and sometimes you should. But I take secondhand opinion about what people think they may hear. They may have heard it in a different way, which it really is. If you hear it for yourself, you're aware of what's going on. So be aware of current events. Not allow it to overwhelm you, but just be able to understand that what's going on and stay in tune and be aware of what's going on. I'm a very strong believer in the power of prayers and bringing prayer life into my life. And usually when I get in my car, or even sometimes even before I get in my car, I have a thing going on where I'm just allowed to do my prayer work. And I have a prayer partner, and most of the days we're able to connect. Some days we're not, and that's the way it is. But most days we do, and we do prayer. It is really good to be able to pray with someone else, to have that power of two people praying and doing the same things in the same positive form and same positive matter that's important. So, beloved ones, learn to use the power of prayer to change your destination as well. Now, you heard me say earlier, every thought is a prayer. So you're always praying. But I'm talking about praying with define and praying with, you know, a purpose. Yes, you every thought that you're thinking, you're creating a prayer. You're setting up conditions and utilizing prayer. But the thing about it, beloved one, don't just pray to her words, but pray with the intensity of knowing that which you are praying for has already been answered. That is the key to prayer. Prayer without faith means nothing. All you did was say a few beautiful words and said a few powerful things, but that has nothing to do with anything if you are not backing it up with faith, okay? You need to have the faith to be able to bring that into your life, to be able to utilize it. Prayers are powerful, and prayers do work, and they work every time, not just some of the time, but you have to do your part by allowing those prayers to become, use your faith. And also, you pray for something, you have to know and feel that God has already brought that into your life, beloved one. That's hard for a lot of us to understand because so many times we live in our conditions of where we are and cannot get beyond the conditions of where we are because we are so caught up in the drama of the thing, knowing that in order to change the conditions of where you want to see yourself change, see yourself being at another state of awareness, another state of consciousness. You cannot allow yourself to stay in that state, in that condition. You have to use your vivid imagination to see yourself. And that's the same thing you're doing when you pray. You asking God to change the situation. You asking God to bring a healing. You got to see yourself healed. You got to see yourself well. You too are doing the part. So prayer is a two part thing. You're asking the universal God for it to help you, but you're utilizing that own power that God gave you to help create conditions in your life and change your life too. So it is very important to do that. That's what I'm saying. It's good to have a prayer partner that you guys can agree on things and make things happen in your life and have someone to help you to take you to that next level. And help you to be able to that and agree with you that it's happening and it's going on. So and then I have to make constant contact with your source for blessings and gratitude every day, beloved one. Stay in a state of gratitude all the time, using being grateful and thankful for that when you're showing up. Because when you're in a state of gratitude, that means more things that will make you. Will show up in your life to make you feel happy and grateful that it does. When you give gratitude, a lot of people use gratitude books. You know, they wake up in the morning, they write down whatever, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. And the more your gratitude, the more gratefulness and gratitude the universe will work. That's just a law. This is a spiritual law that operates. So learn how to tap in to use that, your gratitude to be able to bring forth that energy that you need to do. Learn how to tap into positive affirmation. Learn how to pop into positive thinking and put those things in your mind, first of all, so that it will begin to show up in a level that you want it to be. You have got to do the work too, beloved one. You can't depend on someone else to do it for you. You have to be able to be willing to go forward and to bring that which is important in your life. You need to be able to do that. Good thoughts will produce positive action. And the same thing will happen to negative thoughts. If you're constantly operating in a negative thought, you're going to do that and you're creating negative vibrations. And those vibrations are created looking for you just like you're looking for it. It's unavoidable. It's a law, beloved ones. I'm not telling you nothing you need to understand that you are constantly creating situations in your life and you're constantly creating vibrations in your life that are constantly activating the law of attraction. So you, beloved, will have to change and do things that will make your life better. From day to day, you have to be willing to go forth and to do those things. So like I say, I go, this is what I do in the morning time. Usually sometimes if I have a chance, I listen to a little Joe Austin. I like Joe. On some of the things he talked about, all of it I don't agree with. But when he's talking about positive and inspiration things, I tune into him and listen to him and to do those kind of things. So I go out and I work for a couple of hours. I'm a contract driver, so I go out and work for a couple of hours based on how long I want to work. And always after that, I try to stop and eat something healthy, get me a nice healthy lunch, and do what I need to do. And beloved ones, that's another thing. What you put in your body will create vibrations in your mind. If you are putting in live energetic foods in your body, then it will stimulate your mind also. So your body is your temple. Learn to take care of it. And I have done a many classes on this, so I'm not going to get in a step too deep into that. If you want to know how to do and what to do to take care of yourself better, then you need to be able to do that as well, beloved ones. Okay, you need to do that. And after I do my lunch thing, usually I get home. I will either go for a mile or two walk, and sometimes I all depends on what it is. I may meditate, especially now that it's hot. I don't think you'll find a brother out there walking in 115, 120 degree weather. Okay, that ain't happening. We do have a gym, and I do that sometimes. But then I try to get in my exercise as much as I can. I'm not gonna tell you like I'm perfect. I'm in the gym every day. That doesn't happen. Okay, but I understand the importance of doing that, and to understand that the physical body help produce and release chemicals that affect your mind. So it's important that you do what you need to do. Another thing, beloved one, if you ever get in a state where you're feeling depressed or feeling down about something, the quickest method that you can use to bring yourself back up is to go take a walk. I'm telling you, if you ever feel down and depressed, get up and go for a walk. It will change and shift just like that, and it's amazing the endorphins that's producing your mind will help begin to turn those situations around. So Learn to do that. And the evening, down the evening time for me, I do another hour, 15, hour and a half of meditation. That settles my day down, allow me to go into my evening to do what I need to do to be more productive, because 20 minutes of meditation is equivalent to 5 hours of sleep, guys. So, you know, I'm well rested, and I don't sleep a lot. I'm not one of them kind of people that need a lot of sleep. 3-4 hours a night, I'm functional, I'm good, I'm not tired. A lot of people, oh, that's all you, yes, that's all my body requires. Everybody's different. And so my meditating, I get a lot of sleep and get a lot of rest in those periods of time. So you have to do what your body tells you to do, okay? That's not for everybody, okay, that you do that. But it's important that you're able to be able to bring that kind of energy and vibration into your life. So do something that's going to do those kind of things. Now, before I drift off to sleep, I'm going to find me a read me a spiritual book, a self-help book, or do something. And as I drift off to sleep, I believe in Gaia TV. I don't know how many of you got Gaia TV or know about Gaia TV, but Gaia TV is a channel where it has all spiritual and metaphysical and all kind of teachings on that. Got over 700 some subjects dealing on metaphysics and teachers and you know, UFOs and anything that's different that you want to find out about, you can go on Gaia TV and do it. So it's a really good thing. And if you don't want to spend $9 for Gaia TV, just simply go on YouTube. There's a lot of information there, a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of stuff is very, very, very powerful. I have tapped into a prosperity conscious building CD and tape that I listen to every day. Every day I go to listen to that CD tape, or either I listen to a tape on the power of angels to help me to stay on focus on purpose and to do what I need to do. Anyway, I utilize those powers to be able to do that. So, because I want to be able to download into my subconscious mind that which is for my highest good, and that's which is going to bring me most energy the next day, because that is where it's really germinating at. When you're able to go to sleep with those positive thoughts are doing this little thing, man. They're dancing inside your mind and figuring out how to bring this stuff to you, how to create these things. And many times we need this positive stuff in our mind because we need to reprogram our subconscious mind from some of the other stuff that's in there that has caused us so much problem. And we need to be able to get inside of our heads and be able to make a difference in our lives to be able to do it. So you, beloved one, have to do your part. It's not hard. It's not hard to change your frequency and keep your frequency high there, but you got to have discipline. If you don't have any discipline in your life, you're not going to accomplish much in life. The key, one of the key things in life is discipline. And I find that there's so many people that have so little discipline. They can't stay on diets. They can't stay focused. They can't do a consistent thing for no more than 2 or 3 days at a time, and they get distracted. They get caught off. And if you want to be able, consistency is what is important to developing habits, beloved one. If you can do anything for 21 days, you can change the situation of that thing which is bugging you or bringing you difficulty in your life. So you, beloved one, have to do that and have to bring forth that into your life. So, beloved one, time goes fast, and sometimes it goes faster than you even realize it. So we're almost at that point in time where we're about to close off, but I want to thank you, each one of you, for showing up today. And I feel like I say, thank you, dads, for hanging in there, and go do something positive and show some love for those children. And children, go show some love to your dad too, okay? It works both ways. The more love you show, the more love that he'll show. So it works both ways. So, beloved one, I want to thank you for showing up, and thank you for being here, and thank you for being part of the show today. We're going to close out now with prayer, and because we need that to keep us sustaining and keep us to the next level. So, beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude and thanks for this most wonderful and positive day and for all the information and all the knowledge you allowed to come through on these airways that you have used me as a vessel to bring forth inspiring words to those beloved ones who had ears to hear and had to open their hearts to allow those precious words to come into their mind and to give them ability to be able to act on what they've heard. Allow them to realize that they are action beings and that they have the ability to create their own destinies. Give them and wake them up and let them know that they are powerful and that the powerful beings that they are, and they can make a difference in the world, God. Give them strength and give them wisdom, give them knowledge to, and give them divine health, beloved God. I see each one of those beloved listeners out there in the white light of protection from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. They are being fully protected and fully and brought into their lives. And I see opulence showing up this week that have never shown up, stored opulence that has been stored up in the universe, that they will be able to bring forth the finances and the money they need in order to their lives to make their lives more comfortable. Thank you, God, because we know you are the source of all universe and all good things that have allowed to come into our lives. So we say thank you for opulence and thank you for divine love. And so it is in the name of the I Am presence.